It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. If you're a businessman, you'll be interested in these words from Fibber and Molly.
McGee, I met Mrs. Allen today, and since her husband died, the poor woman's been involved in a forced liquidation of his business.
Gee, Molly, that's a shame, but you know that happens all the time. And that's exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company developed their ownership control plan.
But isn't that only for big companies?
No, big and small alike. Actually, Prudential's ownership control plan is four plans. It can cover the loss of a key man in a company, a partner, a sole proprietor like Mr. Allen was, or a stockholder in a close corporation. But the important thing is that Prudential's ownership control plan makes sure that a man's business interest is protected, either for himself or for his heirs.
Prudential has a booklet that describes the ownership control plan, and it's something every business owner should see. So, Mr. Businessman, for your copy, without any obligation, write your name and address on a card, along with the words ownership control plan, and send it to us. Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Meet the new chairman of the Auxiliary Finances Committee of the Wistful Vista Elks Club. Busy with his duties right now at the corner of 3rd and Elm.
I'll just scrape him right out of here into the sack. Money, money, money. You call pennies money because...
Hey there, Johnny. What you doing, robbing the penny scale, son? Got a sack full, ain't you?
Oh, hi, old-timer. No, I'm
need change for the parking meter? Because you don't have to steal, Johnny. I'd lend you a penny. If you got a couple of co-signers, of course.
Don't worry. I'm not stealing anything. You're talking to the guy that he yesterday got myself appointed chairman of the Auxiliary Finances Committee of the Elks.
Never heard of it.
Me neither, till yesterday. Turns out I got to trot all over town to all the penny scales the Elks Club's got scattered around and take out all the pennies and the slugs and the pants buttons and the pieces of tinfoil in the shape of pennies. And I don't know how people can be so crooked just to get themselves a bum fortune and a weight that half the time is wrong, do you?
How was that again?
Skip it. Come on, you going that way?
Yep, I got some groceries in the truck down the street.
Well, come on, let's go. My car's around the corner. I'll walk along with you.
Well, how's us Elks doing with the scales, Johnny? Getting rich?
Nah, the Elks don't make any money out of it anyhow. The dough goes to pay for summer camp for the kids. The Little Shavers Fund, they call it.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I got a couple of them Little Shavers on my route, but they're no fund. I know why they call them little kids shavers, though.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yep. Because they're always in a lather.
Oh,
Or because if they was mine, Johnny, I'd give them a real good stropping. Should have quit the first time.
Yeah.
So long, son.
Goodbye. Let me see. I ought to have another scale along. Oh, yeah, in the doorway here. Oh, boy, I'll be glad when this job is finished. Pretty good haul on this one. Bet I got 40 pounds of pennies so far just today.
Hey, mister, are you the man who runs these scales? Oh, hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Hey, hello, Teeny. Say, what are you...
Oh, boy, look at all the pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, do you run the scales, Mr. McGee? Are you him? Are you the man? Because I want a refund, I betcha.
Refund, huh? What happened, sis? Put a penny in the scale and then forget...
10 pennies. 10. Mm. I put 10 of them in the scale, and they didn't work at all.
What?
And Willie and Mr. Pufflehipper got cheated, and our teacher is mad at me and Margaret, and she sent us...
Hold it. Wait a minute. Let's start over, will you? Take it from the beginning.
Well, it's longer that way.
Well,
but, okay. You see, I brought my dog Margaret all the way down here from school this morning.
Okay, but why?
To weigh him.
Oh.
So did Willie Toops and Mr. Pufflehipper.
They helped you carry him down?
No. Willie carried Mr. Pufflehipper, and I carried Margaret.
Well, bringing all of my powers of concentration, deduction, and child psychology to bear, sis, do I gather that Mr. Pufflehipper is Willie's dog?
No.
Cat?
No.
Well, then what is he?
He's a puppy.
Well, I'm so glad that's settled. I won't even argue with you. Why did you come all the way down here to weigh him, though?
It was all on account of Miss Hardaway, I betcha.
Who's Miss Hardaway? A cat?
Well, that's what some of the teachers say. Miss Hardaway is our school principal.
Oh.
Oh, boy, you should have seen us, Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
Well, first I got on the scale with Margaret in my arms.
Uh-huh.
Then without Margaret.
I see.
And then Margaret got on by himself.
Uh-huh.
Only Willie had to boost me up to put in the penny.
Yeah.
Then I did the same for Willie and Mr. Pufflehiffer.
Wait a minute, one thing. How did Willie ever think up a name like Pufflehiffer?
Oh, well, that's easy. Uh-huh. Because his puppy, Puffle's like a heifer, that's why.
Well, excuse me for being so ignorant. Proceed.
Well, gee whiz, we get all of us weighed every which way, you know, together and separate and in twos and threes and fours, and we want our money back because we got the wrong weight.
How do you know you got the wrong weight?
Well, Miss Hardaway told us.
What? What did she tell you?
The first time or the second time?
Both times, gee whiz.
Well, the first time, that's when me and Willie brought our dogs to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't let us take them in our room.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'll have to have you and your dogs wait before I let you in.
Oh, have to have you and your dogs wait.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So?
So, we came down here to the scales to get our dogs weight, and we got their weight just every which way. And we went back, and it was 10:30, and we showed her the little cards with the dog's weight, and Miss Hardaway sent us to our teacher to learn the difference between W-A-I-T and W-E-I-G-H-T. And that's why I want my 10 pennies back, because your scale gave us the wrong weight. You see?
I see.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Here's wonderful fashion news about a special spring offer from Dial Soap. With two wrappers, you get a genuine leather clutch bag for only $1, including tax. A regular $3.50 value, it's a combination billfold and handbag of soft, supple leather in five most wanted spring colors. Scarlet Flame, Spring Green, Pastel Pink, Lemon Yellow, Champagne. Carry it as a handbag or in your purse for cosmetics, keys, money. Complete with zippered billfold and roomy change purse. It's such a bargain, you'll want several colors. Order extras for gifts. Get order blanks where you buy Dial soap or order direct. For each clutch bag, enclose a $1 bill and two Dial wrappers, regular or bath size. Print your name, address, and color wanted. Scarlet, green, pink, yellow, or champagne. Send to Dial, Box 7967, Chicago 77. That's Dial, Box 7967, Chicago 77. Order your leather clutch bags right away.
Sure glad you could get downtown in time to help me to the bank with this stuff, Molly.
You sure this was the very last scale?
Yep, thank goodness. 93 of them.
Wow.
Boy, am I glad to be through. Whew, I never knew such small change could be so heavy.
Well, come on, let's get it around the corner and into the bank before the place closes.
Yeah, that's all I need. Just help me. Let me get this back on my shoulder. That's it. Let's go.
Oh, dear, can you manage a whole potato sack full of pennies? That's...
Yeah, heavy.
How much does it weigh, do you know?
Nope, I'm glad I didn't weigh it. If I knew for sure how heavy it is, I couldn't lift it.
Pardon me, please.
Yeah, pardon me.
Excuse me, please.
Let us through.
Here, let me open the door for you, McGee.
Over this way to old man McDonald's desk, Molly. I think I can...
Oh, you poor lad.
Oh, made it. Boy, that's a load off my mind and back.
Yes, what can we... Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee.
Good afternoon, Mr. McDonald.
Hi, Mac. You see this potato sack? Guess what's in it?
If it's potatoes, McGee, I have no time for jokes. This is a very...
Relax,
busy...
Mac. Relax. This bag...
And if you've been out combing the park for lost golf balls again, I've told you before, I buy mine new.
Just settle down and don't get your mortgages in an uproar, Mac. By an odd coincidence, this bag happens to be full of money.
Money?
Pennies.
Yep. It's for the Elks Club Little Shavers Fund.
Oh, good. Just take them over to window 3 there and make out a deposit slip. You know the amount, of course.
Nope. So whoever does the counting, Mac, you better supervise them yourself. Be sure they get it right. I'll stick around and get the amount when you get finished.
Oh, no, you count them, McGee. That's not part of our job. Bring them back when you know how much you have.
What?
Oh, dear, I was afraid of this.
Now, just a darn minute, McDonald. You mean to tell me that a great big bank like this won't count a measly bushel of pennies for the poor little tykes that look forward to a summer vacation for the little shaver's fund, that they'll be pale and sickly looking if they don't get out in the sunshine, and you're denying it to them?
Now, look, McGee, don't try to make me out the villain in this thing.
I don't have to. You were born a villain.
Oh, McGee, don't...
Lower your voice, will you? This is a bank, not a pool hall.
Oh, I can't tell the way you're trying to put the Elks Club charity program behind the eight ball.
McGee, there's no use arguing.
I'm going to give you one more chance, McDonald. Are you or are you not going to count these pennies that I brought in here for deposit?
We are not.
Well, by George, that does it. That rips it. Molly? You got our deposit book with you? Our bank book?
Well, yes, it's here in my purse.
All right, McDonald, you ask for it. Just for that high and mighty nasty attitude of yours, you're going to lose yourself a customer, Bustamer.
Oh, no, McGee, I won't.
I'm going to close my account.
You're what? McGee, what did you say?
Dearie, no.
You heard me. I want no more dealings with this cheap, cheesy cracker box of a third-rate hawk shop that you call a bank. I'm closing my account. Period.
Oh, dear. McGee, you can't.
Oh, how I've lived for this day. Oh, Parker, get McGee's ledger sheet over here, quick. He's closing his account.
You betcha.
Mr. McGee is overdrawn, sir. $3.80.
Overdrawn? Gee whiz, I didn't know.
I tried to tell you, but...
Here's his statement, Mr. McDonald.
Well, collect it from him. Collect it. Oh, Miss Fenley.
Yes?
Bring me the mortgage on 79 Wistful Vista. Quick, McGee's closing out.
Mortgage? I didn't mean I was going to take our mortgage away from him, Molly.
Payment was due yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, a holy smoke!
Clavis,
yes, sir?
Let's see the payment book on McGee's car.
Here, help me get this sack of pennies on my back, Molly, quick. That's it. Thanks.
Wickersham?
Yes, sir?
Does McGee owe any safe deposit box rent? How about those stamps?
Come on, I'll show that guy. He's so dead rather anxious to get rid of me. Just for that, I won't close my account.
Good for you.
Come on, let's get out of here. Let's go home and count pennies.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Tomorrow's Tuesday, and that means Jack Webb will be with you once again in Dragnet, in the famous role he created, that of Detective Sergeant Joe Friday. As you travel the streets of Los Angeles with Joe Friday and his partner Frank Smith, you get a realistic first-hand look at the tireless work of a big city police department. It's always fascinating listening, so be on hand tomorrow night for Dragnet. And don't forget the many other Tuesday favorites brought to you by NBC. There's Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show, with a full hour adaptation of one of Hollywood's outstanding motion pictures. And for laughs, there's People Are Funny, starring Art Linkletter, the great Gildersleeve, that pompous, lovable water commissioner of Summerfield, and, of course, your friends from Wistful Vista, the McGees. That's tomorrow and every Tuesday night for Dragnet, Lux Radio Theater, People Are Funny, the great Gildersleeve, and Fibber McGee and Molly. It's the biggest Tuesday night in radio. Hear it on NBC.
That's right, Les. Soon as you finish dinner, come on over. Goodbye. Well, with Doc, the old-timer, and Wally Wimple, that makes four of them coming over.
To play penny ante, did I hear you say?
That's what it sounded like to you, and probably to them, too, but that ain't what it's going to turn out to be, kiddo.
Oh? Why did you invite them over?
Well, they're all Elks, and when they get here, I'm going to appoint them members of my auxiliary finance committee. They're going to help me count them pennies.
No.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Joe Kearns as old man McDonald. This is John Wald inviting you to tune in again tomorrow when McGee finally takes the pennies to the bank. Good night.
Laugh with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve, that is, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.